current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Bitten, Chewed and Spat Out. With the elections on 5th November, dialogues and discussions have kicked off amongst the Arab Muslim community on who their vote deserves to go to. The Trump-Harris face-off has left the community questioning who from the pair could serve the American Muslim minority better domestically and could better the situation of the Palestinians internationally. The visible eagerness of some to participate in elections is truly disheartening and pretty humiliating. Both these candidates have shamelessly and openly expressed their loyalty and praise for Netanyahu and his open genocide. Both have proven in numerous ways and forms their lack of care and concern for the Muslim communities in the States, as well as their open hate and problem towards Islam. Yet, the Muslim community of the States question where they place their X on their ballot papers. Time and time again, Muslims in the United States have lent their support to presidential candidates who have pursued policies counter to the interests of Muslims both domestically and internationally, yet we still turn to the very system which is complicit in injustice to govern over us, make laws for us to abide, and support the very people who show no remorse in how they mistreat and harm us. Historically, Muslims' support for candidates has resulted in utter betrayal. For instance, many American Muslims supported George W. Bush, believing his promises to support compassionate policies. He launched the war on terror, devastating Muslim lands and resulting in the deaths of nearly 1 million Muslims. His administration passed legislation such as the USA Patriot Act, which led to invasive surveillance and profiling that disproportionately targeted Muslims. Similarly, during Barack Obama's campaigns, Muslims rallied behind him in hopes of seeing an administration that would promote peace and justice. However, his term in office saw an unprecedented rise in drone warfare, resulting in significant civilian casualties, many of whom were Muslims. He supported dictators like Sisi in Egypt, further fueling conflict in the Middle East. Then the vote for Biden. He supported and funded the genocide in Gaza while advancing the LGBTQ agenda domestically. Even peaceful protests against the genocide by students of all backgrounds were crushed with support from the Democratic Party, while Republicans urged even more repression. This pattern of betrayal is consistent. The failure of electoral engagement to yield meaningful change for the Muslim community should be very clear by now. Voting is not simply a matter of pragmatism or maslaha benefit, where we are figuring out who is less evil or which candidate or party will benefit us in the long run, trying to be tactful, but rather should be viewed through the lens of divine command. We act with the will and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him alone. Presidential and congressional elections in which candidates authorize laws contrary to Islam, compromise Islamic principles and support a non-Islamic system of governance. Allah warns, and whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is they who are the disbelievers. Surah Al-Maidah, verse 44. Why is there a severe urge of having to vote for someone or anyone? We are not obliged to vote in the system. The decision to participate in such a system cannot simply be justified on the grounds of practicality or expedience. It must be rooted in the principles set forth by Allah. The question should not be who deserves the American vote. It is, should I place my American vote? And the answer is quite simple. No. Not because no one really deserves it, but rather it's because how can we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His rules? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, a believer is not stung from the same hole twice. Isn't it time we learned that supporting candidates or political systems that have previously betrayed the Muslim community results in the complicity in policies that actively cause the suffering and bloodshed of our ummah? The problem is systematic, rooted in a structure that disregards and undermines Muslim interests. It's a selfish, capitalistic, evil system that allows a genocide to take place today, wiping out an entire population in the most horrendous of ways, and says the master behind it all is quote-unquote doing a good job. How can we want to have anything to do with such a system, let alone participate in it? By participating in such a system, ultimately we are risking sharing in the sins and sufferings that result from policies enacted by those we elect. Ya Allah, protect us from disobeying you in any form and allow us to witness your just rule alone in the form of the Islamic Khilafah system. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.